ければ。
Stand by to go live.
KH Blog Podcast. All across America. Live in 3, 2, 1, and take it. It's March 9th, 2007. It's about 11 o'clock p.m. at night. My name is Kevin Hurd, your host for this KH Blog Podcast, which is also simulcast on the SaberTV.com podcast, as well as the Minnesota Nice podcast. I want to thank you very much for joining us today as we are talking about an important topic, one that affects you if you listen to an iPod or other music player device. It's certainly not a new topic that's been out there, but it's gaining more attention right now. This is the whole issue of whether your headphone volume is too loud and the damage that it's doing to your ear. We're going to be talking about that today. I've been on the internet right now researching this topic at great lengths, and there's a lot of great information out there. Kind of scary information, especially if you're one of those iPod listeners who listens to your iPod at very high volumes. You might be at a very big risk of losing your hearing down the road. We'll talk about that coming up in just a bit. KH Blog Podcast returns in just a few seconds. Welcome back to the KH Blog Podcast, which is simulcast on SaberTV.com and also on the Minnesota Nice Podcast. Once again, I'm Kevin Hurd, your host, and I thank you very much for joining us today as we're talking about the very important topic relating iPods and MP3 players of today to hearing loss. In fact, like I was talking about before, this is nothing new. It actually is an issue that surfaced back in the 80s. Science Daily was talking a little bit about this. That's back in the 80s when the Sony Walkman first came out. We saw the portable tape players with radios come out. And we also saw CD players coming out as well, those portable CD players with headphones. And that's where this really started to originate from, because you have that music blaring right into your ears. And of course, the issue is hot right now because everywhere you turn, it seems like everybody has an iPod, everybody has an MP3 player. And oftentimes, I know when I go out and things like that, it's really kind of sad at times, but I can actually hear people's iPods when I'm standing on the other side of the room. That's how loud it is. It's amazing. And these earbuds that people are listening to, I'm going to talk a little bit about those too. This was according to, this was actually according to a professor at Northwestern University in Chicago. This was out of Science Daily. And what he's talking about is earbuds and how they're dangerous. When you use those earbuds in your ears, they're causing more hearing loss than those muff-style headphones that were popular, let's say, maybe back more in the 90s. Because everywhere I go today, when I see people with iPods on, they're always those white headphones, or if they're using another type of MP3 player, they're the black little earbuds. But those earbuds are actually more dangerous. They can raise the noise level, the noise exposure to your ears, 6 to 9 decibels as compared to listening with muff-style headphones. And just to kind of compare that for you, 6 to 9 decibels is pretty significant. That's actually the difference between having a motorcycle engine right in front of you and a vacuum cleaner. And that's the example there from Science Daily, but very staggering indeed. And those are with just those earbuds. Now, this is creating another problem as well. We can look at the issue of long battery life, because as MP3 players and iPods are getting more and more sophisticated in this time, we're coming out with further generations, battery life is getting longer, which could be a bad thing. Right now, battery life is increasing, and so people are listening to their iPods and MP3 player devices a little bit longer. But here is the ultimate ideal time to listen to your iPod. Now, this is from many articles. It's called the 60-60 rule, and it was actually developed at the Boston Children's Hospital. The ideal time to listen to your iPod or MP3 player device in one day is for 1 hour only. No more than 1 hour listening to your MP3 player device is safe. Also, at a volume of only 60% of its maximum. So that basically means just a little bit over half of what your iPod can go. If you do that, follow that 60-60 rule, listen for no more than an hour, and go at 60% of your maximum volume. That's considered to be a safe level. Now, just to talk a little bit about how scary some of these levels can be, because you may be saying to yourself right now, oh, you know, I pump it up to 100% or I pump it up to 90%, and, you know, I can hear it a lot better in a public place, but you don't see the damage that's being done to you right now. And that's because hearing loss can be an immediate thing, or it can be a very gradual thing that can happen over time as well. Right now, there was a study that came out from the Australian National Acoustic Laboratories. This one's very obvious. It talks about how kids ages 18 to 24 are more likely to exceed safe listening limits than adults when listening to MP3 players. And to me, this is obvious. I mean, I walk around town all the time. I walk around school. And it's very easy to see kids blaring their music. But the effects of this at their age and at kids' ages right now aren't seen yet, because this is something that can take place gradually. In fact, there is a study out right now, and this is just in development because, you know, this is starting to happen with adults. These are adults who are 30 and 40 years old right now, and they're beginning to lose their hearing. And what researchers and scholars are attributing this to is the fact that they're part of that Walkman generation, that generation that was listening to Walkmans and portable CD players very loudly. And this is a young age to be losing your hearing at, 30 and 40 years old. And so researchers are looking at that right now as well. There is also some other research. I talked a little bit about that longer battery life, a little bit more about the earbuds. Right now, there is a professor at Wichita State University. I was also looking at this in Science Daily, and I thought this was very interesting. What he actually does at his university when he goes around to people is he pulls the headphones off his students and measures the decibels for them just to give them an example of how dangerous their listening is. And at times, he's measured decibel ranges in the 110 to 120 range. Now, I've talked a little bit about decibels so far. Let me give you a little breakdown of what this whole decibel thing means, because there are certain levels of decibels. Okay, so basically, we experience noise in our daily lives all the time. But there are certain good levels that we can experience. There's those more dangerous levels, and then there's the super dangerous levels. Right now, your typical washing machine would operate at 48 to 72 decibels, not harmful to you. Your lawnmower, a little bit more harmful, that's going to be 80 to 96 decibels. And then you get devices like the chainsaw, leaf blowers, those operate at 116 and 112 decibels. That's also about the same range if you're listening at a rock concert. Now, safe decibel listening is listening to sounds above, or actually listening to sounds below 85 decibels, I should say. That's considered the safe level. If you listen to something above 85 decibels for more than 8 hours, this can cause hearing damage. And more scary than that, actually, I should say, when you listen to that 85 decibel range, that's why you're going to want to wear earplugs when you use the lawnmower or other type of things that are in that same decibel range. But even more scarier, let me give you this one. Decibels in the 100-plus range, we're talking about chainsaws, leaf blowers, even rock concerts, those exceed the 100-plus decibel range, and those have the potential to cause hearing loss right away or very briefly. And this is something that is being looked upon right now quite a bit. I'm going to tell you about a website coming up next that is actually devoted just to educating people about hearing loss and dangerous decibels. In fact, that's the name of the website, dangerousdecibels.com. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'll tell you a little bit more about dangerousdecibels.com. Also, a disorder, actually, maybe I should call it. What should I call it? Something that's acquired. But what it's called is NIHL, noise-induced hearing loss. It's a very scary thing, and you may be at risk. I'll tell you about that coming up next. I'm Kevin Hurd. Because of the length of this podcast, we've had to make it into a second part. To download or listen to the second part of this podcast, go into iTunes to our Saber TV or KH Blog Music Store, or Minnesota Nice Music Store, that is, to download the second part for free, or listen online at sabertv.com. Once again, thanks for listening to the sabertv.com and Minnesota Nice podcast.